Right now, I'd like to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update.
Well, good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning, Linda Siegel. Now, we have, 6 days left in the session?
At the end of today, we'll have 5.5 days left to the session.
And that means that the legislators are working efficiently round the clock and getting tremendous amounts done, right?
No.
Oh.
What's happening is not very much, because we have over 1,062 bills introduced. That's bills, memorials, constitutional amendments, which is quite odd for a 30-day session. The governor gave a lot of messages on it. But the most important thing that the legislature has to do hasn't been done yet, and that's the statewide budget. Yesterday in the House, they, for the first time, started actually doing bills. And now, with these 5.5 days left at the end of today, only 7 bills have passed both chambers. Now, you know, in a 30-day session, that's not necessarily bad, but considering the volume of bills and the number of messages that the governor gave, to have only 7 crossed over, not so good.
So basically, in a way, this is evidence for those who say that the system is designed to move very slowly.
Mm-hmm. And to some extent, there are, in my perspective, a lot of bad bills. So it's good that some of them aren't moving, but there are some good ones that would be helpful to pass in this session.
What's an example of a good one and a bad one?
Well, here's one that's kind of in the middle. Banning e-cigarettes from access to children, people under 18.
Okay.
That's a good one, but how it's worded is not quite what the anti-smoking advocates like, and the tobacco industry likes the wording of the bill, so that makes you wonder. But the ultimate result of the bill is to keep kids from buying e-cigarettes if they're under the age of 18. So
okay.
That's one of those kinds. A good bill, actually one I'm working on, is to allow school nurses to have epinephrine and albuterol in stock in case a child has an anaphylactic reaction or is undiagnosed asthmatic.
I'm shocked they don't have them now.
Well, they can't by law.
Oh my goodness.
So there's an example of a good one.
Yeah.
But when we look at the budget, which people are already talking about, we're going to have a special session because the House Bill 2, which is the big statewide budget, is stuck in the House on a tie vote, 34-34, and it's gone back to the House Appropriations Committee, and it's now just sitting there waiting for action. If we don't have a budget come noon on next Thursday, then there will be a special session. But I think that they're going to put it together, make whatever necessary compromises there are, and get it out, because no one wants to come back in an election year for
right.
a special session. And we don't want to spend taxpayer dollars having a special session.
Now, what's the controversy about the budget?
Well, the controversy is one area, education. And as we've talked about here, education is a significant part of the budget. It's about 42% of the entire state budget, about $2.7 billion. And at this moment, we're arguing over somewhere around $30 million and where it goes in the budget.
And this is, wait, let me guess, above the line and below the line?
Absolutely. We've talked about that. And most of the school districts in New Mexico want to see that money stay above the line, because that allows the funding formula to give them more money per student and allows the flexibility of school districts to do what they need to do, keeping that local control. And the Republicans in the administration would like to see some more money below the line for special appropriations that would go to different school districts if they apply to do the projects that the Secretary of Education would like.
Hey, was she ever confirmed?
Not yet.
It's been 4 years.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. Now, the Rules Committee, the Senate Rules Committee, which does confirmations, has confirmed and sent to the floor of the Senate a lot of people, you know, state fair people, boards and commission people. They've been having hearings every Monday, Wednesday, Friday to review the different individuals. And so lots of people
this
have
session.
Been confirmed. Yes, this session.
So
lots
the
have
election
been confirmed.
Governor Martinez was elected in 2010.
Right.
And they're just getting around to confirming her nominees
in
2014?
Oh, no, no, no. Every year you have more and more people to confirm. So this is standard, but Secretary-designate Hannah Scandura has not been confirmed, and I don't actually see that happening.
Very interesting. So we have also, in addition to the controversy about education in the budget, we also have education bills.
Yeah, and then, of course, the controversy translates to all those bills. For instance, there was a bill on the floor of the House yesterday where they were doing, the House was really going through bills on their calendar and actually discussing and voting on them. A bill that would give $10,000 raises over a five-year period to all the three levels of teaching. See, we have minimum salary requirements in statute, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for different teaching levels. And this bill would increase that baseline to $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 over a five-year period. And interestingly enough, the first year of that increase is in House Bill 2 above the line for that salary increase. But since the House is so divided vote-wise, what happened is one of the Republicans created a substitute bill which would only raise the salary of first-level teachers to $33,000, and they subbed that in, that's what we call it up there, subbed it in, and enough votes passed that bill. So now the 10,000 increase for every level doesn't exist, and only the 3,000 level for the first level of teachers exists. So that was.
And then you wonder why people, top quality people, don't always choose that profession.
Yeah, well, a lot of people who are good do choose the profession, and they're deeply underpaid, obviously.
Yeah. Oh goodness. That wasn't fair. Legislators, what are you thinking?
It's all about politics. It was a total partisan vote with a couple of Democrats voting to...
So Republicans think that you can live on $12 an hour or whatever the take-home pay is when that's done. All right. Any other actual bills to be discussed?
Well, there's lots of movement on, well, there's not much movement, but there's lots of discussion on the lottery scholarship fix,
right?
Because we know that the lottery scholarship is running out of money. There are several bills in the House and several bills on the Senate trying to figure out, okay, what's the best way to fix it? And we still don't really have one emerging as the solution. And I think that's going to be very important to come out with that solution in this session. Now, the budget has shored up. They've put money into House Bill 2 to shore up the lottery fund. But that wasn't the idea of the lottery fund. The idea was that the sale of lottery tickets would pay for the scholarships, not having to take money out of the general fund. But it looks like this year, for next year, we're going to take money out of the general fund and use it for lottery scholarships, unless... and then ultimately, hopefully, get a fix on it. But it's not looking too good at this moment.
Has the sale of lottery tickets actually gone down, or has the need increased?
Lottery tickets have, the sale has gone up. The fund increases a little bit, I believe, every year. But what's happening is, as colleges and universities increase their tuition, then it costs more to pay for that tuition out of the lottery scholarship, because that way it works, it's not a set amount of money, which is one of the proposals, that you get just X amount of money every semester. The way the lottery scholarship works is whatever your tuition is, the lottery scholarship pays. So if you're going to UNM, where a credit hour is over $300 now, then that comes out of the lottery scholarship. You go to San Fe Community College, where the tuition per hour is under 40, then, you know, it's obviously cheaper. But as the tuition levels have gone up, the lottery scholarship has had less and less money.
We're talking to Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Now, today is Nursing Day at the Capitol.
Well, yes. Yesterday, we had 220 student nurses from all over the state.
Oh, that was yesterday?
Yeah, and
okay.
today we have nurses, regular RNs from all over the state coming. So that's, you know, what happens every day at the Capitol. It's somebody's day. We have Native American Day, we have Senior Citizens Day, we have Developmental Disabilities Day, and yesterday and today are nursing days. So.
Do those days make a difference?
Well, it's good for people because they come up to the Capitol and they get to experience a little bit of what's happening up here. And they sit in on hearings or they sit in on the floor sessions and see how their legislators work or don't work in some cases. And then they go around and talk to people. It's positive in many ways as far as letting citizens come and letting issues be talked about.
I was watching the local news on KOB Channel 4 last night, and because the Olympics were on.
Ah.
And so, you know, I don't usually watch the local news, but there it was. And they had a ever so slightly, I don't know if you want to call it snide commentary, but they said, and here today at the legislature is someone reading poetry. The budget has not passed, and yet they have time to hear poetry. And I think it was Hakeem Bellamy, who was the poet laureate of Albuquerque.
Yes,
he was
yes,
wonderful.
Yes.
And there was Hakeem looking fabulous and reading whatever, and the TV did not approve.
Well, and that's what happens every day in the House and the Senate. They come in, they say the Pledge of Allegiance, they have a prayer. I don't think they do the pledge, but they have a prayer, and they talk a lot, and then they introduce all their pages, and then if there's a special presentation, like the poet, they have that, or they might have, I remember a few years ago, they had Italian Day, and they had opera singers come
Yay.
In, and when you're a citizen or you're a lobbyist and you want to see your bill passing and they're spending a lot of time doing this, you wonder why. But it's all part of the process.
Well, and in theory, all these things humanize people and make them remember their roots or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, and also it engages citizens to come for yeah. all kinds of reasons.
So by the next time we see you or hear you here on the Radio Cafe, which is a week from today, the session will be over.
It will be over. Hopefully the budget will have been resolved and we won't be going into a special session in this election year when nobody wants to stop campaigning to come up here and meet again and argue again.
Right. Well, everybody, fingers crossed, call your legislators. Tell them to pass the budget.
There
Any
you go.
Budget.
Any budget. Well, we do want a good budget, but we're close.
Yeah, okay. Well, Linda Siegel, I want to thank you very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and we'll see you in about a week.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.